Bernie Sanders tells comedian Andrew Schultz the Democrat Party is a threat to democracy. By Hannah Knudsen on May 19, 2025. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, admitted that the Democrat Party is a threat to democracy. As some argue, they have not had a fair primary election since 2008. Conceding this point during an appearance on Andrew Schultz is flagrant with Akash Singh. Schultz, a podcaster, actor, and comedian who identified himself as a lifelong Democrat, explained how disappointed he was with Sanders's endorsement of Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. He also pointed to the greater picture of Democrat voters feeling as though they truly have not gotten a say in who their nominee would be over the last several election cycles, as many wanted Sanders, who was viewed as an agent of radical change. However, the Democrat Party seemed to step in and quash his changes. We felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president, Schultz said. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and as I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. He called for accountability, recalling how he felt in 2016. I wanted you to, like, 2016 I was like, this is going to happen. This guy is going to do it. And it felt like it felt like they stole it from you. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported them, he said. Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice, Sanders responded. And I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you, but you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice. Schultz pointed out that it ended up being Trump anyway, so why don't we burn it down? Sanders said burning it down means children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate. People will not have health care. And I, you know, I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people. I can't turn my back on, the senator said before Singh interjected. But then could we not also say if, ostensibly, there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? He asked. Sanders had no choice but to agree. Fair enough, Sanders said. That is, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that. Watch. Sanders' admission comes as he has openly accused Trump and Republicans over the years of threatening democracy itself. In 2020, for example, Sanders called President Donald Trump the greatest threat to this country in the modern history of this country. That same year, Sanders boldly proclaimed that authoritarianism had taken root in our country. Ironically, the Biden administration went on to commit some of the worst acts of government overreach for years in addressing the coronavirus, robbing people of personal choice with threats of losing their jobs. Then, 4 years after Sanders' remarks, the Democrat Party would go on to oust the candidate their voters chose, President Joe Biden, and put former Vice President Kamala Harris at the top of their ticket, just months ahead of the 2024 presidential election.